I'm very happy now to welcome Leah Recco. She is the director of the Center for Contemporary Arts here in Santa Fe, and she's the curator of a show that is opening tomorrow night at the CCA called Mapping a Green Future. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
So yesterday we talked to the people from Vision Shift, which is happening at all over the city, six different locations, one of which is the CCA. But this is its own exhibition, which you curated. Tell us about the impetus for this and what's in the show.
Well, the impetus was my interest in mapping and John Fogarty's interest in the green future that he can envisage. And so together we came up with this idea of a show that was a group show with artists from the West and East Coasts and the Southwest area who had an interest in collaborative, cross-disciplinary, eco-centered art practices and that we're also familiar with land use policy in the area.
And so what kind of things showed up? I mean, that intersection between mapping and art can be a very interesting one.
Well, Andrea Polly and Chuck Varga have been working with data-generating processes for a long time, and they've installed a permanent installation at CCA, which is a weather station that generates data that has value outside of the arts community.
Namely, the weather,
and it feeds into data banks that are actually used for data interpretation for the climate. They're also putting in a data-gathering cloud car, which is essentially belching out large amounts of steam from the car and drawing attention to, you know, life with the automobile. So that will be stationed directly outside the gallery. We have 13 artists in this show, and all of them are working in different ways. We're exhibiting Basha Eelin's Gathering of Waters project, which is three of her five river projects, one that goes from the source to the Gulf of Mexico, from Colorado to the Gulf of Mexico along the Rio Grande, where she had hundreds of participants all hand vials of water downstream. So she kind of formed a human river. And she's really interested in mapping healthy watersheds. And she believes that there's a kind of an integration with communities to be able to ensure the sustainability of those watersheds. So that's a couple of the artists in the show. As I said, there's 13. We're also showing the Dreaming New Mexico project from the Bioneers. And we're showing work by Brooke Singer, which is something called Superfund 365, where she's mapped 365 Superfund sites across the US on a journey from New York City to Hawaii. And then we have Beatrice DaCosta's work, where she uses homing pigeons that are enabled with wireless GPS devices that collect electronic air pollution data and send it back in kind of a real-time scenario. So it's a social public experiment between humans and pigeons. Then we have Bill Gilbert's series of Walking the Grid. So he tries to, you know, walk these abstract representations of the land, and he's also using GIS technology to do that.
What is GIS?
Geographic Interface Systems. And really what it does is like it's very similar to a GPS in a way. So he uses that to figure out where he is and how to map it as he walks these kind of arbitrary lines that don't make any sense.
So these are all in interesting ways, interpretations of mapping in non-traditional ways. I mean, I love maps, and I used to collect maps a little bit, not super expensive ones or anything, but just how the United States was thought to look 100 years ago, 200, 300 years ago, or strange maps of the world which aren't accurate anymore. And maps have always this feeling of accuracy, but it's not necessarily true.
Right. They're really propositions. They're really arguments for what the belief system you want them to be, you know, the belief system that's trying to be overlaid through them.
Right.
So I've always enjoyed maps as well, because I traversed the globe so much for 10 or 12 years. Pretty much all I did was had a map and a backpack and travelled. So my walls, wherever I stayed, were always covered with maps. And this is kind of, I guess, where my love of maps generated from. But I also recognise the danger in just accepting that information. So I am interested in working with these kind of alternative artistic and interdisciplinary models of mapping.
We're talking to Leah Recco, director of the CCA. Mapping a Green Future is the exhibition, which opens tomorrow at 5 in the evening at the CCA. There is such an interesting and growing intersection between art and ecological studies. There is, I guess at UNM, I didn't even know this, an art and ecology department?
Right. And that's now headed by Catherine Harris, who's also in the show, and she's doing a very interesting project about the flow of water as it would come from the watershed through the gallery. The art and ecology department at UNM, I think, is very interesting. It's got a lot of good people working in it. It's just an emerging program that's just been founded, I guess, really by Bill Gilbert, or he was quite seminal in its founding. And Basha Eland was also very important in that movement to get this off the ground. I don't really know the ins and outs of the politics of it in that sense, but I do support it. I think it's a terrific program. I think it's a really progressive way of looking at this emerging movement within an institutional system. And I'm hoping that I can work more with that department at CCA and create, I guess, curriculums that the students can work on using CCA as a real-world client.
I guess when you talk about mapping an ecologically sound and sustainable future, the role of creative arts is something that has yet to be explored fully, but it's a very important one, because that's what artists are best at, is really visioning and thinking about things in new creative ways.
Right, and I think that the role of art now is really changing a lot, quite dramatically, and probably more than it has in a long time, and that the arts are now, because of that, they're able to come together more in real-world situations as, you know, as design facilitators and as problem solvers in a way that encompasses more than just an economy of an ecological status, to really provide a more holistic approach to solving these kinds of climate change issues and whatever the issues are that they're dealing with, ecological issues. And I think it's really an important program to be promoting in all the institutions, so I hope that this flourishes here.
You have a vision of the CCA as a self-sustaining and really ecologically sustainable and inspirational place.
Well, I see it as this really amazing campus that, you know, there's a lot of things horribly wrong with it. You know, it needs weatherizing. It's completely energy inefficient. It runs off the PNM coal plants up in Four Corners. And it has all this tremendous potential. I mean, it has runoff issues. It has all these issues, but all these issues are really solvable. You know, it could all be green roofed, it could all be weatherized, it could all run off solar and wind, it could all be a community garden that was powered on its own runoff.
So you've got a lot of land there.
It's great, and it's all really usable. It's not toxic. It's a space for the community, and it could be by the community. So I see it as this tremendous opportunity, and that was kind of really the seed of this mapping show. Came from that idea primarily. Wouldn't CCA be great, a great sustainable model? I think if the economic climate was a little different, we could actually entice kind of commercial entities to showcase their, you know, solar panel initiatives or whatever there. And I think this is a difficult time, but in the future, I would hope that we can make CCA this showcase, because building a green building is a great thing, but we also have to deal with all the existing buildings that we have. And often, building a new building is not only resource draining in itself, but it's not economically viable. It's still a very expensive proposition. So it would be great to use CCA as this guinea pig. It really is kind of my guinea pig in that sense. That's the vision that I would like to see it become.
You are asking the questions that a lot of people are asking, which is, how do I deal with the house I'm living in now or the apartment I'm living in now? I'm not going to go build an earth ship in the hills because I can't afford it and I don't want to anyhow. What do I do with what I have?
Right, exactly. Yeah, at least for this show, we're trying to, thanks to Tyler Rogers, we're hoping to power some of our exhibits off solar energy. So it's a small step for us, but hopefully one that, you know, we can be reiterated in the future as time goes by.
Leah, tell us more about the upcoming Bioneers event. It's October. It's the next weekend, October 16th through 18th, Friday through Sunday. There are going to be screenings of movies, including all sorts of very well-known people, including Michael Pollan and Andrew Weil and so on. And this is happening in the Cinematheque, the movie theater.
The Bioneers host their conference every year in California, and every year they send out satellites to different towns. And we're lucky enough that they agreed to donate us a satellite feed for this year. And so we're able to host that conference via satellite. And I believe it has around 12,000 people that actually attend in California. And so it's a really important eco-conference, and it deals with all kinds of issues. As I'm sure you're aware, you know, Bioneers deals with everything from sustainability to transportation to food production, food security, which is what they're starting to deal with now. And they're really community-oriented. Their Dreaming New Mexico exhibit that we're hosting at the CCA seeks to reconcile nature and cultures at a state level. And the Bioneers Conference generally, I think, means to do that on a global level. And they seek systemic collaborative approaches to the common vision of restoration. So it's a really terrific project. And their centerpiece that they're working from is all about a mapping project. And it's a project called Future Maps, directed by Peter Warshall, who's a biologist and anthropologist and author. And it's all based around the idea of the age of renewables. I'm sure most people are familiar with it. But as New Mexico is particularly susceptible to rapid warming, I think it's a really important conference for us all to attend.
Very much so. I mean, I think that one of the things that is happening is that a lot of boundaries are breaking down. So basically, your average, ordinary person really is getting something out of going to a Bioneers conference, which may have been earlier more for people who were involved in conservation work or whatever. Now it's for everybody. And just likewise in the CCA, you are doing art, films, lectures, ecology, and all sorts of things, and really bringing them together.
Right, and I think that's the interdisciplinary future that we're looking at. These kind of categories or these pigeonholes that we're so used to dealing with just are not a way, it's not a way to move forward. And we really need to be all working together, and the lines aren't clearly drawn in the sand anymore, but they are, these things are urgent. So it's great to have these visionaries that are really creating a kind of a healthy and diverse picture of the future that we can work toward in a hopeful way, because so often we're bogged down in the tragedy of it all, and it's great to see people actually forging ahead, and people also like John Fogarty, who, you know, is just doing really amazing hopeful work, because if we can't map a hopeful future, then we won't have one.
Now tell us what John Fogarty, he's the director of the New Energy Economy, mm-hmm. is doing. He will be at the CCA tomorrow night.
Right. He's going to speak around 6, we think. The work that John and I have come up with for this show has been very casual in nature. It really came from a quick conversation over brunch about, wouldn't it be great to ask people where their electricity came from and how they would hope to see their electricity come from. So he and I created this idea of a video booth. And so we're actually asking people that attend the opening to give us their 15 seconds on where they think their electricity comes from and where they would hope that it comes from in the future. And he's also been out, or actually his people from New Energy Economy have been out all week with CCA people interviewing on the streets and asking people that exactly that question. So we'll also be showing an edited version of the responses that we've had so far.
Very, very interesting. Leah Recco is director of the Center for Contemporary Arts here in Santa Fe, curator of Mapping a Green Future, which opens tomorrow, Friday, at 5 in the afternoon. And for more information, people can go to ccasantafe.org or call 982-1338. Leah, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org, and the podcast site where you can hear the show whenever you like is santafe.radiocafe.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz with John Greenspan features Artist of the Month Keith Jarrett. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company tomorrow, Robert Knott, and much, much more. Hasta la vista. Ciao.